Last item under reports is a bid for sale of the Public Works Administration Building. Mr. Bush, it must be the last item. Welcome up.
Evening, Mayor, members of the council. Up for consideration tonight is the approval of the sale of the Public Works Administration Building. If you all remember back in March, we did surplus this building along with the rest of the campus in order for it to be demoed. Originally, the thought process was we would relocate that administration building. Our new office portion is scheduled to be completed December 1st. We'll move into that. Then that building has to go away so they can complete the rest of the project. Initially, we thought that we would move that and locate that over to the Woodland Drive development property that we're doing. However, after we started reviewing and getting some cost estimates on moving and concrete and remodeling and what forth, it became very apparent that we were going to have as much money into that as probably what we could sell it or only a slight margin of profit. Plus, we were also concerned that given the appearance of the building, it might detract or have an adverse effect on the homes, the other three Governor homes that we were going to place there and sell. So we decided that we would put it out to bid, see if we could. We felt that if we could get $25,000 or more for it, it was probably a benefit for us because we really thought we would probably likely see about $20,000 in profit after we did everything. Plus, we would then be able to purchase the fourth Governor's house that would kind of match and make the new development flow a lot better. So we did put it out for bid. We did receive one bid in the amount of $25,160, so it was over our threshold. What that also does is that does put that building back on the tax rolls, and it will be relocated here in Sturgis to a business that will expand or move. So I think it's a win-win for everybody, and I think that it will make our subdivision that we're doing over there a little bit tidier. So with that, we would ask the council award the sale of that building and allow the city manager to sign a bill of sale on that building in hopes that we will be moving it sometime on or near December 1st.
Any questions for Rick?
Can you tell me where they're going to thinking of moving this building to?
Shannon, you want to come up and join us? Aren't you glad you got to come to city council? You always get excited, I'm sure.
Currently, we own two lots up on Junction, right in between Sabres Agency and McGass. So the plan is to move this building to the lot closest to McGass. So we're planning on moving up there, put it on a foundation. We're going to have some plans for the outside, kind of give it a little better curb appeal, things like that. And then, weather permitting, we complete the parking lot. And then actually the power line is planned on, I think, by next week they're going to start burying that. So hopefully to clean a lot of that area up. And then that middle lot we have some future plans for, but not sure what yet. But.
Any other discussion from council?
Yeah, I had a question. So in reading South Dakota statute, 6-13. I found in section 2 that property has to be appraised, but then it went on to read in section 3 that if it's auctioned off in public, then it does not need an appraisal. So a sealed bid is the same as a public auction, and so that's why it doesn't need to be appraised.
That would be the answer.
Okay. Yes. Thank you so much, because I wasn't here in March, so I was just curious. And then what were the cost estimates, Rick, in moving it over there?
Like the moving, they came out and looked at it and estimated that somewhere between $9,000 and $10,000. Okay. To put it on, when we got the original price was to put it on a basement foundation. That came in just a little over $40,000. The remodeling of it to turn it into a house is probably the most expensive. And we really didn't get a solid bid from a contractor on that. We kind of guesstimated on the bathroom and the kitchen, which are probably your two most expensive You know, and then to do something to the exterior of it.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
We went through an exercise with the with Rick, as well as our building inspector and some others, kind of going through, as well as our city engineer, kind of going through everything that was needed. And really, we kind of felt that the break-even point compared to how much it was costing to build each of the governor's homes, that probably somewhere around $20,000, $21,000 is kind of what we felt was about the break-even point. And so we rounded up to $25,000 and felt if we got that, then it was probably a good deal.
Had we not got that, we would have moved forward with that original plan.
I don't.
A month, several months, 2 months ago.
I think it was before the rally, wasn't it?
The property was surplused back in March.
Yeah. I think it was in June, July-ish. Yes.
Correct.
Yep.
Any other discussion, council or public? Is there a motion? Go ahead, Mike. Go ahead, Mike.
So the city's going to be the developer of the Woodland property? We authorized to do that in direct competition?
These are affordable housing units. They're frankly not in competition with anything that's even close to being built in the city. And that is quite common when there are housing projects that are done like this, that the cities will do that. No, but
seems like we're
these would be outside our scope. These would be way different than what is being done at Dolan Creek or Wildflowers or anywhere else. And honestly, developers do not want to come close to touching these sorts of projects because the profit margin isn't as high.
Are they still building them out at the school with the governor's homes at our school?
That's, no, I these would be right from the penitentiary.
Yeah.
Which we won't say too loudly.
What's that?
It's pretty close to a square.
36 by 40.
Yeah. Is there a motion or more discussion, either or?
I'll move to approve and award the sale of the Public Works Administration building to Shannon Vosnitz in the amount of $25,160 and authorize the city manager to sign the bill of sale.
I'll second that.
First by Ron and a second by Terry. Any last discussion? All those in favor of the motion? Whoop, go ahead, Bonnie. One. There was only one person interested, it appears.
He doesn't want to change his bid either.
After it was open. We have a first and a second on the floor. All those in favor of the motion, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
Opposed to no. That motion carries unanimously.
Thanks, Mayor.
Thank you. Thanks, Shannon. Item 12 is other matters before council. We'll start with council tonight. I forgot to make a note of this, so I apologize, but Rhea and Steve had events where they had to be at, so that's why they weren't present with us tonight. So, how about anything from anybody else on council?
I'd just like to make a comment about the wonderful homecoming parade that occurred in our town this week. Too bad the game wasn't as good, but that was, I think, the best homecoming parade that I've ever seen, cool. At least the longest.
Anybody else from council? Anybody in the public? Other matters before council? Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
First by Becca and a second by Dave. All those in favor, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
We're adjourned.